If you thought the economic impact of COVID was bad, a new report's warning of an economic hit that size every year from 2050 onwards if decisive action's not taken to address climate change. But the report from Deloitte Access Economics says if Australia opts to go carbon neutral by 2050 and warming stays below 1.5 degrees, there are gains to be made. 250,000 extra jobs and an economic dividend of nearly $700 billion. Kathleen Calderwood reports.
For 3 decades, Paul Crocombe has been taking people scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reef from Townsville in North Queensland.
We've certainly seen a lot of changes over the years, up and down, impacts from cyclones and the reef will recover.
He says more erratic weather will damage not only the reef, but also his ability to run the business.
If we start to get more severe cyclones more often, then it makes it harder for those reefs to recover. If we don't do anything, then there are going to be impacts on the weather and therefore our ability to access the reef and even the infrastructure such as hotels, motels, port facilities, vessels.
Mr. Crocombe's experience echoes the findings of a report prepared by Deloitte looking at the future economic impact of climate change. It argues that the country needs to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2050 to avoid a huge economic loss. Pradeep Philip is the report's author. He was previously the policy director to then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
If we do nothing about climate change, then in just 50 years, we will have an economy that is 6% smaller. It'll mean that we're $3.4 trillion poorer and we'll have 880,000 fewer jobs.
The report found that loss will be felt particularly in tourism, farming, construction and mining.
If you work outside, if you work in construction, higher average temperatures make it quite unbearable to work. And so we get a loss of productivity. We get adverse health effects. And this translates across the board, including into retail. Queensland in 50 years will represent half the country's job losses if we don't get this right.
But he says there are opportunities if climate change is addressed effectively. Dr. Philip says if Australia does reach that 2050 target, there's $680 billion to gain.
We'll have an economy that's 2.6% bigger, generating 250,000 jobs. We know that there are new sectors and industries around renewables and hydrogen, electric vehicles.
A 2018 report from the UN said that greenhouse gas pollution would have to reach zero by 2050 to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. The federal government has promised to deliver net zero emissions in the second half of this century. A spokesperson for the Emissions Reduction Minister, Angus Taylor, said in a statement that the government's technology investment roadmap will reduce emissions and make net zero achievable. It says the government would guarantee reliable and affordable energy without imposing new costs on households.
That report from political correspondent Kathleen Calderwood.